In partnership with the Home-Centered Care Institute, Northwestern Medicine Geriatrics is hosting a two-day simulation course that will help physicians and advanced practice providers develop their skills in performing common procedures required in a home-based primary care setting. The course will be held February 25th to the 26th, 2019, in downtown Chicago. My guest to tell us about that today is Dr. Sarah Bradley. She's a geriatrician at Northwestern Medicine. Dr. Bradley, tell us a little bit to set the stage about home-based primary care of seniors. What's involved in this very comprehensive type of care?
Right. So, you know, as many of you are aware, our population is living longer and healthier lives. As a result, we have more older adults, and many of those older adults have multimorbidity and frailty or other mobility problems that make them homebound. As a result, coming to the doctor's office is a burden and quite difficult and often uncomfortable. So home-based primary care is a rapidly growing area of interprofessional practice to bring high-quality primary care to patients in the home. Not only it's good care, it's also more comfortable and more convenient for patients and caregivers.
Dr. Bradley, this sounds an awful lot like the way things used to be, where doctors and primary care providers made home visits.
You're absolutely right. In 1930, 40% of doctor's office visits occurred in the home. By the 1980s, it was about 0.5% of doctor's visits occurred in the home. This is largely due to the expansion of technology. You know, if you wanted an EKG or you wanted a chest x-ray, you had to come to the office to get those things. Now, thank you to technology, we can do many things in the home that we used to not be able to. We can do an EKG in the home. We can get chest x-rays in the home and many other things.
Wow. And we're going to talk about the economic and societal impact of that. But before we do, tell us a little bit about the simulation course and why it's so important.
Right. So now that there's more people who are providing home-based primary care, many of the patients have multimorbidity and need procedures to help them stay healthy. Unfortunately, to do those procedures, it often requires an emergency room visit or a doctor's visit that, as I said earlier, is a large burden to the patient and family. As a result, to provide patient-centered care, many providers end up doing these procedures in the home without proper training. They are teaching themselves. They're watching YouTube videos. And so we don't want them to have to do that. We want to help them, train them to be confident and secure that they can do these procedures safely for patients. The procedures we're talking about are things like a gastrostomy tube change, a tracheostomy tube change, knee joint injection for patients who have arthritis or inflammatory arthritis causing pain in joints, suturing for patients who may have fallen and have a wound, and Foley catheter removal and replacement. All of these things are small procedures that often require a patient who's already quite sick to come to the hospital, which may not be consistent with their goals and what they actually desire.
So I can see the benefit for the patients. Obviously, it's difficult for them to get there. But how can this impact healthcare costs, do you think, Dr. Bradley? And what are some of the benefits for primary care providers?
Right. So overall, home-based primary care has been shown to reduce costly emergency room department visits and hospital readmissions. But specifically for home-based primary care providers, being able to provide these procedures in the home can allow another opportunity for billing and provide some revenue generating for their home-based primary care practice.
Wow. So who is this course designed for?
So mostly physicians, advanced practice nurse practitioners who are providing care in the home would most benefit from learning these procedures.
And what sets it apart, these practical procedures in home-based primary care? The HCCI, why is that unique?
So Northwestern is collaborating with Home-Centered Care Institute to provide this course. We have expert faculty from Northwestern in a variety of fields who are helping with the training on each procedure. Not only will participants receive instruction on each procedure, they'll have opportunity for hands-on practice in our state-of-the-art simulation lab and receive individualized feedback from the faculty on each procedure until they show that they can meet the mastery standard. So there'll be a lot of opportunity for practice and feedback and further practice. The simulation center really allows for us to practice on models that really seem true to life, just as if you were in the home doing this with a real patient.
How's the course going to address how to bill for these procedures? I imagine it can get quite complicated, and by applying optimal coding, documenting practices for performing some of these in-home patient procedures, how's that going to work?
So we have some of our experts from the Home Centered Care Institute who will talk about their experience and expertise in this area and provide didactic teaching on optimal coding and documentation so that you can be reimbursed for providing these procedures.
And how does someone go about registering to participate in the course?
Well, probably the easiest way would be to Google HCCI University. If you Google HCCI University, the website will come up, and you can scroll down to the bottom of the page, and it says HCCI Practical Procedures in Home-Based Primary Care. There's information and a link to register. So the course will be February 25th to 26th, 2019. It's a full day. We have a lot planned, but I think it's really exciting and learners will have a lot to take away from it.
This has got to be really involving many different types of providers, not just internists or geriatricians. And as you said, many type of healthcare clinicians. Who might be someone that would really benefit? Are we talking physical therapists and occupational nutritionists? Who's involved?
Right. So not so much a physical therapist or occupational therapist. It's really the physicians, the advanced practice providers such as nurse practitioners, physician assistants. Those are the folks who are most likely to benefit from this course. And then, you know, the people who have collaborated to come up with the curriculum include home care providers, geriatricians, internists, emergency medicine doctors, gastroenterologists, surgeons. We have a very interdisciplinary faculty that have created this course.
Well, you certainly do. What would you like to add, Dr. Bradley, as a wrap-up? And what would you like these providers to know about implementing practical procedures for the home-based care of seniors and the class that's being offered through Northwestern Medicine?
I think these are procedures that many home-based primary care doctors want to provide for their patients. They may just not have the training and the confidence to do it, and we want that. We want to give them those skills and be able to give high-quality primary care to this patients with multimorbidity and know that they can do these things safely. It's more patient-centered. It's more family-centered, and you can actually bill for it and make some money. So it's good for everyone all around. I think this course is going to be very exciting. Exciting and with a lot of experts to help us in teaching us and practicing these procedures in a great setting of Northwestern's very well known simulation center.
That's great information. Dr. Bradley, thank you so much for coming on and explaining the simulation course and how important it is for the seniors out there to get this kind of comprehensive care from our healthcare providers. Thank you again. This is Better Edge, a Northwestern Medicine podcast for physicians. For more information on the latest advances in medicine, please visit nm.org. That's nm.org. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for tuning in today.